Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, this is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, this is Bonnie from Minnesota.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good, thanks.
Good. Glad to hear
Susan
you on the...
Susan in South Carolina.
Pardon me, what was your name?
Susan in South Carolina.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, Mary Lou.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the call. How have you guys been doing this week? I've had some pretty late nights, and I popped on here a couple times near the end and didn't speak up, but how's everyone doing? Good morning.
Fine. I'm not a regular on the call, Mary Lou. 10 o'clock in the morning is hard for me to get on, and so I just listen in every once in a blue moon when I can fit it in.
Oh, well, good for you. I'm glad that you're here this morning. And you said, I'm jotting this down now. I had to grab my headset, and that you said it was Susan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. Glad to have you here. Who else has joined us? Well, good morning. I think all the silent partners are popping in now.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Hey, good morning, Monty.
Darlene. That was funny.
Hi, Darlene.
Hi.
And let me see, Darlene, you're from?
California.
Okay. Okay. Good morning.
Northern California. Good part of it.
Yeah. Wow. Southern California. We've certainly been praying hard for all those people down there. My goodness. Oh, what a nightmare. Okay, so I've got Susan from South Carolina, Bonnie from Minnesota, Monty from Washington, Darlene from California, and this is Mary Lou from Washington. Anyone else want to speak up? Tell me who you are and where you're from.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Nancy from Ohio.
How are you?
I'm great. Great. Was just saying I've missed a few calls this week. We've had some pretty late nights, but...
Wondered where you were.
Yeah, well. So, anyway, some mornings I've popped on near the end, just not spoken up. You know, I haven't been here right at 7 o'clock. So, anyhow, I'm going to start with the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call, so those of you that are on will know why we're here in the morning, Monday through Friday. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted, and the people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China Study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and there were 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest. We ask only that if you find this information helpful and see benefit in anything that you've learned, please pass on the call number and the time to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, or your car at this time. So, you guys, what's new? Anybody have any questions? That would be the first thing. I know Susan said that she can't be here very often. It's 10 o'clock back there in South Carolina, and she's got a pretty busy day. But Susan, do you have any questions about this, about the Advanced Lifestyle?
Well, I guess my general question is, since I did read... Well, actually, I finally just finished the China Study, but anyway, the first, I don't know, maybe just the introduction got me over the hump, so I went vegan, you know, like, before I finished, immediately.
Yeah.
But I'd been on the path anyway. It wasn't like I'd been a meat and potatoes person, so.
Right.
I mean, I just basically cut out chicken, fish, and eggs, because I was almost there.
But are
you still... Are you relating this to the zone at all in trying to do any ratio of protein to fat to carbohydrate?
No.
No.
What I'm doing, I don't worry about the protein. because we're going to get it from our beans and our good vegetables.
Right.
But I'm not worrying about the balance. No.
Okay.
That's probably a very very good question because that's probably the most common question that people ask us. Because we were getting too much protein after reading the China study.
Right. Oh yeah. Right. Exactly.
So yeah. So I'm just not worrying about it. If I have protein, it's usually in the morning when I have my drink.
Mm-hmm.
I still have my drink quite often,
mm-hmm.
and with my fruit in it and either some cereal or what I did the other morning, I didn't have my drink. I did Monty's little trick, and I put some of, I think it's Monty's trick. I put some soy yogurt in my Ezekiel cereal. And, oh, my gosh, that was good. I let it just sit there. I didn't let it sit overnight, but I let it sit. I think I put it in there before I got on this call, stuck it back in the refrigerator, and because then it kind of softened up the Ezekiel cereal. And that was that new soy. Did I say soy? It was soy yogurt. Did I say it was yogurt?
No, I think so. I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, it was very, very good, and I know that I got... You know, I got plenty of protein that morning as well, so.
Well, I found that if you take a scoop of Perfect Start and just mix it up in a little bit of, you know, pie water.
Uh-huh.
And pour that over some oatmeal, that
uh-huh.
is really good, too.
Absolutely. And then chop up an apple in there, and oh, my gosh. Then you've got the crunch, and yeah, that was Char's little recipe. That's delicious, so.
Okay,
good question, but we're not... What I do like is that the food chart that Char put together, still, though, you know, I use that for all my carbohydrates because the as far as those vegetables go, you know, they're based on your glycemic load, and then of course I do eat organic sprouted grains and rice and beans.
Okay.
Anybody else have any suggestions there?
Good morning, this is Way.
Good morning, Way.
Hi. Yeah, I could write a book on Breakfast 101.
Oh, you can?
10 ways to do your oatmeal, cooked or raw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's so many ways, you know, for breakfast that we often forget, you know, since we regularly have all this, I guess, you know, scrambled egg, this is junk stuff, but like even when you go into the bulk section, there's like 10 different grains that are flattened out, but you can, you know, soak it and then cook oatmeal out of it, so give you whole grain stuff, and then I have a thing that I got from my friend who wrote Slim for Life. Like apricot. Dried apricot, you soak it and then you ground that up and then put in your hot cereal or cold cereal. You know, people, if they want something naturally sweetened a little bit, and like you can, like with my hot cereal, you can have it hot, and or if you get the 10 grain one, then you can have it cold. There's granola way you can add a little bit of granola to your hot yogurt, that's your hot cereal, that's also
uh-huh.
good. But you only put a little bit for that extra crunch.
Uh-huh.
It's endless. But
yeah,
you can't go wrong with it. You can get really creative and count your colors on your plate. Yeah, whoever's starting on you, that's all. I have not really need to open recipes, but except for making big batches of health burger, that kind of thing. But other than that, you know, look at your, just shop around the grocery and don't go in the middle aisles and you're safe.
That's right. That's right. Okay, well, that was good points. One thing that I heard Wei say was the different, you know, that different crunch, and that's something that I think is very, very satisfying, is to have the different textures in your meal as well. So that's why I think I threw in that chopped raw apple in that in your cooked oatmeal. Thank you, Wade. Anybody else?
I have. This is Margaret in Fort Worth. I have a question about the food chart. Is this the one that came, we ordered from Focus on Growth?
It's
yes.
The colored food chart. Uh-huh.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was, just throw on the front carbohydrate sheet. If you want to lose weight, stick with the yellow and green colors. And then, you know, if you don't care for it, eat all those carbohydrates.
Right. Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, well, one thing I noticed, I was before the call this morning, I was thinking, do I have any new recipes I can share with anybody? How come I'm not stressing out about recipes? Well, I think it's because we've found the things that we really like, and we just seem to change them a little bit and eat them day after day after day. And my goodness, I can't believe how much we don't miss meat. We don't miss meat at all. And my husband especially, because he was the meat and potatoes guy, it just blows my mind to think that he could make this kind of a change and not miss it at all. Boy, do we ever feel a lot better.
And this is Huey. I've been studying quite a bit of the Ayurvedic, of the Indian way of eating and your body parts and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the majority of recipe on there, I will forward this to you, but you can actually do your body type because it makes a big difference. Because all our body are made up different things, so some people can handle raw more than others. But a lot of culture like Sri Lankans, Indian recipes, they're all, most majority, are all vegetarian. So, you know, I just go through that and find something. It's just, you know, they live on meatless society. So then you can sure to get so many recipes there, you know, if you want to venture out to different tasting, you know, and it's very tasty. And, So those are things for you to, you know, look at. I mean, these are big people. That's when people are on this way of eating. So it gives you an idea when you first started to say, oh, you know, what do I eat? But
right.
People eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and they give you a graph, and you can, you know, maybe follow some recipe there and create your own from it.
Well. Right, very good points. And, you know, there's one good basic to have is that I've most of the time got a big bowl of, you know, mixed grains of rice. I don't know exactly how many are in there. I was talking to a friend last night that said, oh, I've always got this 7-grain rice mixture made up, and then I just like to, he's not a vegan. He does put a little bit of shrimp in, but he'll throw in peas, and, you know, one night he might throw in some peas and some shrimp into his rice mixture, or just, you know, a ton of other vegetables. And we always lean towards either Chinese or we lean towards the Mexican because we love both of those. So it's just nice to have that rice made up in the house and know that that's going to be kind of our base, where we used to look at our plate and know that we were starting with, you know, meat as our, building our meal around our meat. Now we build it around our good, healthy starch. So some people will do that with a potato, or we talk about our squashes. I think this is a good time of the year for squash, isn't it, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
What are we going to do with these pumpkins? You know, I don't think I've bought real pumpkins and put them on the front porch since my son
pumpkins.
Grew up. What?
Pumpkins, you can roast them, and you can roast them. They're so good. And then you can make soup out of them. And, you know, just get creative. And you can make them, you know, add them in your curries as well. You know, you can't go wrong with it. So.
Okay, did you say...
Squash recipe.
Pardon me?
Anything that calls for a winter squash, just use pumpkin instead.
Okay, good idea. So, is there a trick now? Should I be cooking this all ahead and freezing it, or what?
I guess you can't see why you can't freeze soup.
But I need to cook it. Is that right? Would I need to cook my pumpkin to freeze it?
Right. And then, yeah, you wouldn't put it raw, freezing.
Okay.
And, you know, they will last you, especially if they're not cut open, for months and months in certain temperatures.
Oh, they will.
Yeah, of course, the moment you cut them up, and that's the end of it in 2 days. But, yeah, you can make soup, and you can make, I just roast them, like, you know, and have some gravy, make some vegetarian gravy and pour over that with your vegetables.
Oh, sounds good.
Isn't there a different pumpkin for jack-o'-lanterns as there is for, like, pumpkin pie?
Oh, is there?
I'm not sure. The seeds are good, though, Mary Lou.
Okay.
I roast the seeds.
Okay. Trick to that. You just spread them on a pan and throw them in the oven?
Put them on a cookie sheet, and I usually just sprinkle some garlic powder on them and put some water on the bottom and bake them until they're crisp. And I, you know, after maybe 15 or 20 minutes, I go in and move them around. But they're good. And
okay.
I think pumpkin seeds are good for us.
Oh, I think they are, too. Okay, and I bet once we bake those, they'll probably last a while, huh?
Depending on how much you remember that they're there. It's
well,
a good party for me.
That'd be kind of fun at baseball games instead of those sunflower seeds, probably.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I do not need to boil those pumpkin seeds ahead of time or anything like that, huh?
I just clean them as well as I can, and then just bake them. And
okay.
Whatever is left on it, bakes also, which is edible, obviously, the spring or whatever, but I do try to get as much of that off as I can.
Okay. Okay, good. All right, and then I was reading yesterday about how important garlic is to us in one of these letters that I get, and, you know, I knew that it was good for lowering our cholesterol, but they said researchers have found that compounds in garlic cause the tissues of blood vessels to release a chemical called hydrogen sulfide, and in large quantities that compound can be deadly, but it's also an essential molecule within the body causing blood vessels to relax and reducing dangerous inflammation. So did you know that's what the garlic was doing, was lowering, reducing that inflammation that we're hearing so much about?
Did it mention onion or just garlic?
This particular one happens to be on garlic.
Because usually they're in the same family, that's why I asked.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, we're using a lot of fresh garlic around here, plus I take my my Nikan garlic every single day. So I was going to look through here. They were talking about they experimented with the juice extracted from supermarket garlic and so forth. But
I recently heard that if you mince garlic for athlete's foot, put it in your socks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I haven't tried it, but I'm going to because my husband has had athlete's foot for like 50 years. And it sounds bizarre, he said, but it works.
You know, we were talking, I don't know about athlete's foot, but Ruth was, are you there, Ruth? I know Ruth is usually busy in the morning, and she's usually on here. She was talking about if you've got a little sore somewhere, that you can go ahead, you can take our little, I think the lactoferrin, open up that little capsule, and make like a little paste out of it with some jade greenzymes on it, put it on your little owie, put a Band-Aid on it, and voila, with the, you know, it'll be gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's an athlete's foot.
I don't know, but that's what
wow.
made me think of that because, you know, she's been doing a lot of different presentations here about the different nutritional are different nutritionals, especially, I don't know about you guys, but we're hearing a lot about this MRSA. I mean, it's all over, and that's that staph infection, that bacteria, that staph bacteria. Mary Dean, are you here?
I haven't heard that name.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's actually the turmeric in the lactoferrin that in our culture we use for sore pimples or broken area, that's the healing property out of the turmeric that will help scarring, that kind of stuff. So there's a property of turmeric out of the Mastacaran that would be using there for the scar or sore.
Yeah, I think Ruth said that Dennis had a sore in his toe or something, and anyway, she got him to mix that little thing to get a little paste, like, together and put it on there and put a little Band-Aid over it, and next day it was gone.
So, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, there is another good point there with your lactoferrin. But
if I had a little garlic, that should really work.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, this MRSA, be kind of paying attention to the news, because it's we're hearing about it quite a bit up here. And Mary Dean said that that bacteria is everywhere. In fact, 30 years ago, you know, when she was nursing, she said, when she had her first patient that had that, she said, someday we're going to have, this is going to come back to, you know, come back to bite us, because so many antibiotics have been overgiven to people for so many years. Antibiotic for this, antibiotic for that, antibiotic for this, antibiotic. Well, now we've got these super bugs, and actually more people died of that than of AIDS.
Right, because, you know, it's actually attacked, you know, especially if you had to have open wound, it doesn't allow it to heal.
Yeah.
And also, you know, you stay away from hospital and places that, you know, condemn a lot of people, you're safe. And you just, oh, that's all focusing on is your health rather than the, you know.
Yeah, but you know what, there's even, some of it's been showing up in schools. So, I mean, you guys, we need to keep our immune system very, very, very strong.
Yep.
So one thing that's helping to keep our immune system very strong is that we are keeping our body in an alkaline environment with our, number one, with our water, with our healthier eating. You know, we're not eating the acidy foods anymore, like the, you know, like the meat. That's very acid. But we're, and then we've got our jade greenzymes to raise our alkalinity. So we need to keep our bodies, our immune system really strong. So we're all on the right page, but we have to get out and educate other people about it, you know. Bad night's sleep can tax your immune system up to 60%, so we need to help educate people about how important a good night's sleep is. Drinking Pymeg optimized water, you know, raising that alkalinity, again, keeping our body in the out of the acid environment, and then all this healthy eating that we're doing is helping. But we need to get the word out. We need to really be educating other people about it.
Plus we have the immunity.
Pardon me?
Plus we have the immunity.
Absolutely. We've got our immunity. Our lactoferrin, I think, is one of the most important things. My goodness, we take that. It goes right in there and you know, creates good bacteria, gets rid of bad bacteria, works right, you know, in the intestinal tract. We've got our cleanse that's so important to, you know, to help get rid of the bad toxins and stuff that's in our body. So we're on a good track. But the bad thing is there's a lot of people out there that don't know, and they just don't know. We did an in-home the other night. It was about a three-hour drive from home. That's one reason I didn't get on the call the next morning. We got back pretty late. But anyway, there were a couple of teachers there, and number one, they had never heard of Nican, which was pretty exciting to know that in the Tri-Cities area where Dave Johnson got started, there were a couple of school teachers there that didn't know of Nican. Isn't that fun? And but they were not aware of the importance of the water. They weren't aware of, you know, these technologies. They weren't aware of, well, they had heard about this MRSA on the news, but hadn't paid too much attention to it. And so, anyway, boy, was I ever excited, because I believe that, you know, here's an opportunity. I've been wanting to get into schools for a long time. Here's an opportunity. There were a couple of very, very interested teachers. In fact, I'm pretty sure that they'll be joining Tina in her business, so it was fun.
Can we just go back to pumpkin seeds for 1 second, please? I don't
sure.
want to divert. If you are going to bake them and eat them, be sure that when you're chewing them that you chew them up really good. Years ago, and I think of this every time I eat them, my neighbor's father, who was an adult at the time, had some bleeding intestinally, and they zeroed it back to eating pumpkin seeds. So when you chew them, make sure you chew them all the way and really good before you swallow them.
Okay, so you don't split them open like you do a sunflower seed?
You eat
the
whole
thing?
Can't.
Huh? You can't?
Can't,
Oh, okay.
I chew the whole thing. And,
okay.
And the edges can be sharp, so you need to really masticate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're getting a good lot of fiber then with it also.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. I did something the other day that was so delicious. It's going to be one of our staples that we do.
Oh, good.
I baked a whole bunch of vegetables. I had carrots and potatoes and and some garlic and onions. I quartered the onions. I cut the potatoes into chunks and the carrots into sliced them, and I can't remember, and I had some peppers that needed to be cooked, and I can't remember what else it was, but I had a bunch of stuff in the refrigerator that I needed to get rid of, and so I put it on a cookie sheet on parchment paper. I really use a lot of parchment paper.
I've got to buy parchment paper. I keep forgetting to pick that up.
So fabulous, because you just pick it up and throw it in the garbage, and you can put the cookie sheet right back in its tray. You don't even have to wash it.
Does it come on a roll like wax paper or?
And it's in where your like wax paper and stuff like that.
Okay, good.
It's
okay,
wonderful.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
And I baked it at 375. I didn't know what to bake it at too, and I kind of checked to see that when everything was done. And the carrots were still a little bit crispy, so I'm going to cut them in smaller, maybe, depending on the size of them, but probably not any more than an inch slices, so they're still a chunk, but you don't have to experiment around and find out. But they were a little crispy, but they were hot all the way through, so that was good, too. It was so good, and both Don and I picked out on them. I mean, they were so good, and I still had some left over, and I served them to a nephew that's helping us move, and he liked them also. And I got some elephant garlic. I'm going to take and roast that. We're having it again today, and I'm going to roast the elephant garlic. They're so big, and see how that goes. They should go fine.
Yum.
Easy meal.
Okay, so you put it on a cookie sheet, so you didn't put any water or anything on it.
I put some, just some herbs and stuff over the top of them,
Probably smell delicious.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Well, my goodness, with the squashes and the sea. Now, there's a place I could throw some chunks of pumpkin in there.
Your winter vegetables. I mean, it's just perfect for your winter vegetables.
Delicious. So, that sounds very good. And I've never seen elephant garlic other than in a restaurant.
I got it at a health food store.
Oh, okay. What makes that different? It's just bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay.
Put your thumb and your pointer fingers together.
Mhm.
It's about that size. A toe. So
big.
And it smiles. It's milder than the other. But I like roasted garlic, the regular garlic too. I don't know whether people like to get around me after I eat it, but it sure is good.
We love garlic. I eat it all. We eat it. We eat it every single day.
Yeah. It's good for you.
Oh, and my neighbor, I'll tell you, I told you guys about the gal up at the corner before, and she was taking her kids into a naturopath who did energy testing, and her little girl was getting ready to go to school, and I gave her my China study book, and she read it. Well, yesterday, and then her little boy had a birthday. He's 1 year old, and so we went over to his birthday party, and she was so thrilled. She showed up at the door yesterday with a thank you note and a gift, and it came from Trader Joe's, and it is spelt with red and green bell peppers. And there's a couple of cooking instructions on here, but she said this. She didn't know if I had heard of it or not. I don't know how much this is going to cook up. It's 8.8 ounces in here. But she, since she read my China study book, she's really changed the way the family is eating, and I just think it's cute that here she is in her early 30s, and she's out there searching this stuff out and bringing it over to my house and sharing it with me. But she, it was funny because after she read that book, she come over and she said, she took her kids to the naturopathic pediatrician that does energy testing, and sure enough, they both had problems with dairy. So she's being very, very, very cautious. And I think she said that they can have sheep's milk or something like that. But anyway, and she's using that very, very minimally. But she's willing to pay attention to this. So, but this was, she said it was, this stuff was very, very good. I didn't know if you guys have Trader Joe's or if you'd ever seen it. I've been in there and have never even spotted this. But she said that it is spelt, and she said, of course, there's a lot of protein in it. I think it was 5 grams here per serving.